from KQED.
And from KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. Bay Area author Andy Weir wrote the bestseller The Martian, and now he's got a new book about a colony on the moon. It's called Artemis. KQED's Ryan Levy caught up with Weir to talk about what he likes to do when he's not writing.
So you have a new book out, Artemis, and if you had to describe your book in 10 words or fewer, how would you do it?
Hang on. Heist story set on the moon.
Okay, I think that works. And so your last book, The Martian, was obviously set on Mars. If you had to choose, you could only go to one. Would you rather go to Mars or the moon?
I would rather not go to either, but if I had to go to one, I guess I'd rather go to the moon because it's closer and would make it easier for me to come back.
Not a fan of flying and going out into space?
Absolutely not. I write about brave people. I'm not one of them.
So if that was never something that you wanted to do, what made you so interested and want to write about those faraway places that you don't want to go to?
I like the idea of people going to those places. I just don't like the idea of me going to those places. I'm pretty sure that George R. R. Martin would not like to live in Westeros either. You know, it's just because you write about it doesn't mean you would personally want to be there.
Fair enough. What is a question that you haven't been asked about the book, but that you wish you were?
I got nothing.
You've been asked everything?
I don't have any ideas for questions I wish people would ask.
Is there a question you're tired of getting asked?
The one that I find myself explaining a lot was like, oh, talk to us about writing a female lead when you're a man. And I'm like, okay. Do people always ask J.K. Rowling, like, oh, talk to us about writing a teenage boy lead when you're a woman? Or to J.R.R. Tolkien, who was, to my knowledge, never an elf. I mean, I don't see the value in that question.
Moving away from the book a little bit, you are a Bay Area guy. What is your favorite thing to do in the Bay Area when you're not writing, not doing anything else? Just kind of like, what do you like to do to enjoy yourself in the area?
The boring answer is that I like woodworking, although that's just, I mean, yeah, that is in the Bay Area and that it's in my garage instead of my office. But what I like to do in the area is my friends and I like to go to high-end cocktail bars. And there's a group of us who are all really into mixology. We like going and trying out new high-end cocktails and cocktail bars and stuff like that.
Do you have a favorite in the area so far?
Yeah, I think my favorite in all of the Bay Area is probably Smuggler's Cove here in San Francisco. Although San Francisco is kind of far. I live in Sunnyvale. San Francisco is a bit of a schlep for me to get to. So I'm really fond of Haberdasher, which used to be called Single Barrel in San Jose.
And do you mix your own drinks as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I got a wet bar at home and stuff like that.
What's your specialty?
Well, I don't know if I have a specialty, but the drink I most often make for myself and for my friends is a rum old fashioned, which is basically just an old fashioned, but I use a dark rum instead of whiskey.
If you could have everyone in the world or as many people as possible read one book that you didn't write, what would that book be?
Huh. One book. Everyone in the world read one book. Well, I guess I'd want it to be something fun because I'm not interested in trying to change people's opinions or ideals or anything like that. So just something that's fun. How about I, Robot by Isaac Asimov? That's my favorite book, so let's make everyone else read it.
And what book is on your to-read list right now?
You're putting me on the spot. I can't remember off the top of my head. So the problem is that it's not a problem. It's awesome. Is that I always get sent those books well in advance. So the books that are coming out soon, I've already read.
So what should we be looking out for then?
The new. I guess some of them are already out. So Paradox Bound by Peter Kleins is very good. Endurance by Mark Kelly. That's nonfiction. That's really good. So I guess one thing I would say is that I'll read pretty much anything by Mary Roach. She writes nonfiction. Whatever random topic she decides to cover next, I got sucked in by reading Packing for Mars, which was all about the space industry, but doesn't matter. She could talk about the history of lint, and I would be enthralled. She's really good at what she does.
Andy Weir, thank you so much. The new book is Artemis. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ryan Levy, KQED News.